Great Country Q 94. We are talking with Chad Abrams, city administrator here in Prairie du Chien, regarding the recap of the Common Council meeting on Tuesday.
Yes.
So I know there was some new business you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. So recently we were awarded the CDBG grant for the Illinois Street Project for 2026. That's $1 million to cover all the road work.
Mm-hmm.
And that project includes water and sewer as well.
Yep.
And we're going to apply for safe water drinking loan with principal forgiveness for the water and sewer portion of that. So we're working with Veerbeckers to help us administer the grant and make sure all the paperwork is signed. The mayor and the city clerk had to sign it, and I sent that back to Veerbeckers, who will send it into the state. So it'll be busy summer next year with that project plus the roundabout project
yes.
as well going on next
yes.
summer. So it'll be some road construction in Prairie du Chien in the summer of 2026.
That's what happens in summer in the
right.
Midwest, right?
Right.
Road construction season.
Exactly.
Because it's not just going to be Prairie du Chien.
No, because I saw a bunch on the way to Madison the other day.
And I know you wanted to talk about some of the stuff in closed session.
Yeah, so in the personnel committee met also on Tuesday night and interviewed five candidates for the water operator position. And the operator that was chosen was Casey Wagner from Wazika.
Okay.
And he'll be starting on Monday, August 25th.
Okay.
For the water department. So welcome Casey aboard.
All right. And I know you kind of wanted to wrap things up with your city administrator's report.
Yeah, just a few items. You know, when I was on vacation last week, they put in the test well near Woodridge Acres. So that is going on right now. That'll be also the new site for well 5. So that's the test well right now. All the readings come back. That'll be the new well 5 because well 2 is off
yep.
the line because of the PFAS. So well 5 will be a new well that'll be put into that location where it's at currently right now. Pizza Ranch is looking for a soft opening first part of November.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so they're moving right along. I talked to Chief Buten, who has been done a couple walkthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also talked to the person that's going to be running the store here. They signed up for the chamber, so thank you for that. So they'll be, he told me, hopefully a soft opening in early November.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I know. I drove past it earlier today and I was like, oh, that is coming along
quickly.
There's a lot
going on in the
yes.
inside too that
yes.
we don't see.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I also found out, we found out that the USDA is still reviewing our plans from the SEH for the Public Safety Center. We're hoping to have those back this month. Hopefully
mm-hmm.
by the end of the month, so we can go out for bid in September and hopefully get a shovel in the ground soon. I did see some paperwork from the state came through our office today on approval of some plumbing stuff from the state inspector
for that.
So it's moving. Not as fast as everybody wants. As you know, the police department is moving in next week.
Yes.
There'll be permanent residents at City Hall now for the time being. There's going to be some parking changes at City Hall.
Yes.
But we talked about that at one of my last recaps. But we've worked with our neighbor, Cooley Cap, to work that out, and they're fine with it.
It's going to be fine.
It'll be a good fit for a year or so while they're residing in our upstairs. So, you know, the police
yes.
won't be too far to get if we need them. We just run upstairs and ask them, come on down.
Yeah.
We need something.
Hey, yeah.
Kyle, come on down. You know, come on. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It'll be fine. And so looking forward to that. Otherwise, we're just waiting on a couple CSMs for new developments. The housing development, we've spoke about it for the mm-hmm. housing on North Michigan, just waiting for the certified survey map for that. To finalize that development agreement with Design Homes and also Rivertown Marketplace in
yes.
Prairie Bluffs Court, waiting on the CSM. Once that gets done, we will finalize that development agreement with them as well. They're looking to build as soon as possible. Nate Gilbert's our planner. He's been working with the state trying to get our extension again, hopefully get another extension on the Neighborhood Investment Grant. If not, he's working on potentially earmarking the money.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the construction starting, if we have to use it up by the end of this year, at least get it earmarked for that project and other projects that are interested. So we're waiting to hear back from the state and so is Nate. So yeah, the CBDG grant was a good award. We were told that the governor may come and visit next week.
Oh.
It hasn't been confirmed. They said they'd take care of media, so I'm assuming they'll contact
they'll
you guys.
Let us know.
Yeah. We're not going to say anything because we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But he's looking to come to congratulate us on that grant.
So that is for Illinois Street, correct?
Yes.
And
yes.
Where exactly is
it? It's going to run from Washington Street to Webster, so that entire stretch, which is Webster, Washington, Hayden, Blackhawk, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan,
okay.
Webster.
Okay. So on the north side of town.
It's north and south.
Okay.
So
okay.
From Blackhawk, it goes to Casey's.
Yeah, okay.
And then from Blackhawk, it goes to Washington Street.
Okay.
Hungry House, I guess.
Yep. Okay.
Called Hungry House.
All right. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's a good project. It's well needed. There's been a lot of breaks there because it's, of course, right next to the tracks.
Yeah.
So
okay. That's the one we're talking about.
Yeah.
The one right next to the tracks.
It's going to have some upgraded water and sewer because of the water main breaks because of the... It's old,
mm-hmm.
but also the rumbling and rattling of the train. So,
yeah. Canadian Pacific to help fund that.
The Burlington Northern.
Burlington Northern, whichever one is.
That would be so nice.
Yeah.
And then we meet right away again on Tuesday after Labor Day.
All right.
We're closed on Labor Day, but we'll have a meeting the following night at City Hall.
All right. We are talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram, recapping the Common Council meeting on Tuesday, August 19th. And then again, that next meeting on Tuesday, September 2nd.
Yes.